This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time to tee off with Danny and Dusty.
I had five birdie chances, and I didn't sink a single one.
Wait, you had five birdie opportunities and shot 100?
Mm-hmm.
And you're claiming you had only one blow-up hole?
Mm-hmm.
Would you shoot a 50 on that hole?
It's PGA Championship Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Oh,
Hey, happy Thursday. How's everybody doing today?
I'm good now that I know it's Thursday.
Yeah. Great Notion pregame that we do. We put on social media. Mm-hmm. Danny has to look at his watch every single day. And he goes, it is.
People think it's a bit. I genuinely don't know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, and then you come in here and do the same thing.
Yes.
A scant, 15, 20 minutes later.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't function on days of the week, man. Like, you cover college football, which for the most part lives and breathes in the same general days.
Yeah.
The NBA season does not. The day of the week does not matter. It's just different times, different days, different time zones, and it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
And by the time I get out of the season, like, I unwind and I'm like, I don't really know what day of the week it is. And it takes me like a month, 2 months to like fully get there. And then the season starts back. And it's like, all right, screw it.
I lived that life.
Yeah.
But I always knew what day of the week it was. I think this is you, not your schedule.
No. It's the same thing happened to me when I was in the military.
I think it's... Again, I think it's you, not your schedule. You just said the same thing happened in the military. You, not your schedule.
I mean, I was working, basically graveyard shifts. And so, the days.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just didn't matter.
That's a. Yeah. You've just been conditioned that way to where days of the week don't matter for you.
No, when we
But
have
they
kids,
do.
Certainly.
They do.
I've never forgotten to come here. Now, I've come here on a day that I was supposed to be off. That happened.
Yep.
I've done that once.
I have too.
Yeah.
I've done that. Showed up and I was like, I'll be damned.
I've done it twice. One of them was obviously the poop summit. And then the other one was.
Did you just say poop summit?
Poop. Did I say poop summit? I hope I did. Yeah, good. Be a good drop. Poop summit is what happens after a good heavy dinner. The other one was, we were doing something out at like X-Golf or something like that. And I accidentally came here, and I was like, where is everybody? I was like, oh, crap!
Yeah.
But I was really early anyway, so I was fine. I was like, why am I here this early anyways? That's what I'm saying. I have taken to basically putting everything in my phone, scheduling everything in my phone.
So then how in the world do you not know what day of the week it is?
Because I don't look at the day. I just get the reminder, like, ding!
I schedule things in my phone, but I don't look at the day of the week.
Mm-mm.
Buddy, you
are a basket of cats. I'm aware.
Yeah, That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are an enigma.
Yeah.
Like, you are a puzzle that is hard to figure out.
I know. It's a puzzle missing a lot of pieces.
A mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Look, man, I've never ever said that, like, what goes on in here makes any sense to anyone else.
Science needs to study whatever you got going on there.
My wife has asked me, you know, what are the things that you think about? And I'm like, you don't want to know. It's not like it's dark. It's just like the...
Oh, yes, it is.
I mean, it can be. It can be.
You can't lie to us on that one.
That's true. I'm saying it's not dark all the time, okay? But, like, the jumps and, like, the rabbit hops that happen in my brain, how I get to certain things, it is not a A to B situation a lot of the time.
You've been to Florida.
Yeah.
You know how the weather is there?
Mm-hmm. That's my brain.
It gets, like, it'll be super sunny, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a thunderstorm, and then it's sunny, and then it's cloudy, and you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
That is your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark, then it's light, then it's dark, and Florida's the perfect state
and
because your brain is a little Florida man. Mm-hmm. Instead of hamsters spinning a wheel, you got little Florida man bath salts.
Bath salt Florida man running.
Just sitting there running on a little wheel.
I mean, I can't be mad at that.
And that explains you.
Yeah, no, it does.
That explains who Danny is. Mm-hmm. And he can't change it.
No. I told you before the show, like, mentally, I'm in the best spot I've been in God knows how long. A big part of that is because my body doesn't feel like it's completely breaking down anymore.
That's good.
I'll give it a day or two. That'll probably return.
All right.
But even when I'm feeling really good, mentally, emotionally, physically, like, it's not any better up there.
Yeah.
Like, that's just because I feel better mentally doesn't mean it's not still, in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens.
That was... scary sound.
Sorry.
Text on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. My favorite is when I wake up and I think I'm late for work, and then I realize it's 6 p.m., not a.m. Naps are great.
Oh, yeah.
Naps are great. There was one time where I thought I was late for school in, like, middle school. I had to ride my bike, and I was like, oh, no! Took quick shower, got dressed, ran out of the house, started riding my bike to school and realized it was dark. It was... 3 a.m., not 9 a.m.
That'll happen.
Yep.
See the 6, 7 p.m. a.m. one, that can get you in Oregon.
I was like,
in the wintertime, when it's like, you feel like it's dark out, you're like, oh, no. Like, it's, you know, it's not dark night. It's like, oh, the sun's rising kind of a situation. And if you're all discombobulated, that can be a problem. But see, that's something I don't have to deal with because my clocks are all in military time.
There you go. See? That my wife uses military time.
It's quite handy.
Yeah.
You don't ever wake up and look at your phone and go, oh my God, it's 7 at night. It's like, no, it says 07 or 1900.
There you go.
Poop Summit.
Ooh, you did say Poop Summit.
Play it again. Poop Summit.
You did say Poop
Ooh,
Summit.
Wow!
You said Poop Summit.
It was a PH. It was a Foop Summit.
No, you said Poop Summit. Tape don't lie, bro. You said Poop Summit.
We need a forensic analysis.
No, we don't.
It's okay. Put it on the sound page so now we can both fire it off whenever we feel like it.
Poop Summit. God,
you can try to explain that one away. Nah, dude, you said Poop Summit.
God,
it's all right.
Screw it. I'll throw them out there. Justin Verrier of The Ringer said the annals of history instead of the annals of history the other day on his show, and they made him keep it in. And I had to text him. I'm like, you wanted that one out. He's like, I wanted that one back so bad. I wanted it back so bad. Yeah.
Another text. Danny's like a puzzle you buy at Goodwill. They say it's all there, and you're fairly sure it's going to be a complete picture, but you don't really know how it's going to turn out until you're way too deep into it.
Yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm not fighting against this. I'm definitely not arguing against it. The pieces aren't all
that
there.
That is a really that's a good one. You're like, I don't know, we may work on this for hours, and then you get done, you're like, there are three pieces missing to this thing, and we don't know where they are.
Have you seen the trend to screw over people that finish puzzles on social media? Like they put the last piece in and somebody comes in the room and grabs it and just slides it across the table against the wall and blows it up.
No, that's just rude.
I was like, oh my, like one of them was like a, you know, 4,000 piece puzzle and just boom, done, fine. It's like mom. Yeah.
Well, I feel
and
like
just wham against the wall. So, and just like,
to quote Diedrich Bader in Office Space, I do believe you'd get your ass kicked for something like that.
Yeah. I would never do that to my wife. She would murder me.
We wouldn't find you again.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We got her a 1,000 piece puzzle for Mother's Day. That's her and the kids.
Oh, there you go.
They're like superheroes.
Do you glue it together when they're done, or is it a redoable one?
No, you do it again. I don't know what somebody would do, but I found out this. I think it's genetic because my mom would do this. If somebody's doing a puzzle, she'll just take a piece, pocket it. She's putting the last one in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My son does it. He has never seen her do it. I have never told him about it. It's like a genetic trait where he does the same damn thing. If somebody's doing a puzzle, he'll just go whoop, boom, in the pocket. And then when the last piece comes, they're like, where's this piece? He's like, boom, nailed it. I don't know where that comes from. Nobody's happy about that, but it's just something they both do.
It's like marking a bush.
Yeah. It's like
just peeing on it.
Nah, like, this is going to be my puzzle.
This is yours, but it's mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I think what's going to happen, my wife already does it. I know my daughter will start doing it. They're all going to take one of those puzzles pieces. And then we're just going to have like a Mexican standoff here where everybody's pointing their guns at each other. All right. Who's going to finally put these in? Because we got three pieces left. Meanwhile, that is my perfect escape route. And I'm already drinking a beer somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you guys can figure this out. I'm done.
I think that's insensitive. I think these days you have to call it a Latinx standoff.
Oh.
She'd murder you at the poop summit. Yeah. Text line's on fire. So is the YouTube chat. YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. That's where the party people party. How's everybody doing here today? We are going to have a great show.
Poop summit.
And we are going to get to a lot. And also nothing at all.
Yeah. The grand day here at the Poop Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Discombobulated. Mm.
Where'd that come from?
That was just a second ago.
Just a couple minutes ago. Yeah. When he's waking, didn't know if it's light or dark and what time of day it is. Yeah, he's all discombobulated.
Huh. All right. Well.
That one's from my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He says that?
Yeah, discombobulated.
Yeah. I love that guy in Boondock Saints, the old bartender.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who would screw up all the simple sayings.
Never seen it.
Boondock Saints?
Really?
Never seen it.
Like, I don't think it's your jam.
The thing is, though, Willem Dafoe might actually make it your jam.
Yeah.
He's
probably the craziest SOB in all of Hollywood history.
Oh, dude. There is a scene in there. There was a firefight. Like, that whole scene is peak Willem Dafoe, and the pivot that happens in the act three with him is one of my favorite Willem Dafoe moments in all of his movies. It is, look, I know it has this whole thing of like the cult classic following, and it's not the greatest movie ever. It's just very, very, very entertaining, and Willem Dafoe is phenomenal in it.
Maybe I'll have to check it out this weekend.
Maybe.
It's worth a watch.
See if it's streaming anywhere for free.
You definitely aren't going to do that.
Probably not.
I appreciate you saying
probably
that.
Probably not.
I have the DVD if you want.
I'll put it in the notes in my phone of things to watch.
Like every other 20-year-old military male.
So our quarterback in college, we'd do like these 20-hour bus rides to Montana or San Diego or wherever.
Sure.
BFE we were going. And our quarterback, BG, would make us watch. I cannot tell you how many times I have seen Boondock Saints was every damn road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Along Came Polly was another one that we would watch like on repeat. And it's like, can we watch something new? And it ultimately came down to this bus ride is 20 hours each way. yeah, buckle up, because we're going to be watching Boondock Saints and Along Came Polly at some point.
See, the thing is, watching Along Came Polly that many times is worth it solely to watch Philip Seymour Hoffman just go down like a sack of hammers.
Rain Man!
Right when he steps on that dance floor at the wedding.
Yeah. And the bathroom scene. The bathroom scene, which is just like everybody's just worst fear. Just... And you're going, don't do, oh no, you're, no, making it worse.
Not great, Bob.
And then Bridesmaids came over the top and was like, we see Along Came Polly and we raise you.
It's coming out of me like lava. Look away.
Dumb and Dumber, though, of course.
Hot dang.
The OG toilet ruiner.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then they had to do a redux in the I don't remember if it was the Dumb and Dumber 2. Or the first, or the prequel. The one with Bob Saget, where he was I think it was the prequel.
Never saw either of those.
The prequel you can stay away from.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bob Saget walks into the bathroom after another bathroom incident and just goes, there's S everywhere!
All right.
A real poop summit.
How did it get on the ceiling?
Hey, look at that. This segment came full circle. Right on back to...
Poop Summit.
And there we go. All right, we're off and rolling on this Thursday. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Keep the texts coming in. We have one game in the NBA tonight. It is game 5 as the Nuggets face elimination at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We had 2 games in the NBA last night. One series will go on. The other, done. And therein lies the question. The Warriors season is done. Is the Warriors dynasty. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Things I didn't expect today. Mount St. Helens eruption being mentioned twice to me. Right before the show started, Russ said out of absolutely nowhere, hey, Sunday, 45-year anniversary of Mount St. Helens eruption.
I mean, it's only one of the biggest events in the history of the Northwest.
Yeah.
Of your lifetime. We weren't alive, old man.
But, I mean, it is 45 years a long time.
Gotta hate you guys.
If you're not watching YouTube, the visceral stain that just appeared on Jeff's face.
If looks could kill, my friend.
That one actually cut deep when he just realized, oh, crap, you weren't.
Yeah. But then on the fan text line, we were talking about waking up and not knowing what time it was. Fun fact, when Mount St. Helens blew up in 1980, my uncle was working graveyard shift and came home to sleep in the morning. He woke up at 1 p.m. and it was pitch black outside. He freaked out thinking he'd slept all the way through the day and it was 1 a.m. already and he was late for work. It took him a while to figure out what happened. Now, that would be a trip. Because it'd be like, right now, what would we all do? Go to our phones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, he's like thinking, I'm late for work. And he's like, I don't know what's happening right now. Like
cataclysmic events, cell phones have been super helpful in those.
Yeah. Unless the towers go down.
Yeah. Did you see, minor scroll moment because it was crazy. You know that massive earthquake that happened in Myanmar a couple days ago? Maybe about a week ago?
Apparently, I have not checked my phone.
So the first ever fault move was caught on video from like a Ring camera from like a very palatial estate in Myanmar, and you see like a, you know, like a gate you would see into like a Lake Oswego house just completely move sideways and the entire ground split like in the movies, and see this fault line move.
So terrifying.
Oh, it was like 20 feet. I was like, oh, I want no part of that. Meanwhile, we live where...
Well, I've got bad news for you.
Yeah, the earth is going to rip in half if it ever happens here. It's like, great.
Good news is we won't see it coming.
Nope, we'll be dead.
All right.
Like the Warriors.
Yeah. Russ, you survived Mount St. Helens eruption.
I was young. I was only about 3 and a half, and I don't remember a ton of it, but I do remember wondering what was coming down from the sky, and it was ash and, like, you know, collecting on top of the roof and grass and the car tops and whatnot. And it was ash.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, of all the things the Tito's and the bong resin has taken away from you, that still remains.
Again, I was 3 and a half, you jerk. Man.
But no, isn't that weird? Like, there's things I don't remember from yesterday. Mm-hmm. But there are those memories where it's like, come on, man. I've abused this noggin up here a time or two, but yeah. I remember things when I was a kid that I'm like, that will always be in my brain. Oh,
trust me, I shake my head too hard and it sounds like you're playing Yahtzee. Dude,
I can still remember the first time like I remembered where I was going as a kid, pointing out a Del Taco and something else to my parents. And I can still remember the car I was in. I was like 2 and a half, 3 years old. But for whatever reason, that memory is like vivid in my head. And I'm like, why? Why is that there? But I can't remember when my wife tells me to take out the trash.
Yeah. I can something tell you why traumatic you happened before or after.
Right?
That's usually what it is.
Probably had trauma.
All right.
It would explain more.
Warriors are dead.
Yeah, they are.
And they lost 121-110. That game, the final score actually made that thing look closer than it was because, boy howdy, that was a rout. Start to finish, the Warriors were in trouble. And the Timberwolves are moving on to the conference finals now. And they are awaiting the winner of tonight's series, which could end with an Oklahoma City win over the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. But I think the larger scale and the bigger picture is 36-year-old Steph Curry. We saw that hammy go, And this is what happens when you have an older player and you go through an 82-game grinder of a season and you hit the playoffs. And this isn't the first time we've seen it. It won't be the last time we've seen it, but it's the first time we've seen Steph Curry staring Father Time right in the eyes.
Did you catch in the first quarter how hard they were selling Steph coming back?
Yeah.
It was gross.
It's not, well, because they want people to watch.
Well, it was not even, it wasn't just that. Let me pull out the tinfoil real quick. This was the Warriors saying, because they had everybody on record. Lauren Jabara did the sideline report, like, oh, we talked to their medical director, Celebrini. It's like, oh, yeah, no, Steph is way ahead, and he's resumed some on-court activities, such as stationary shooting.
Yeah.
He hasn't moved or run in a week, and he's going to play on Saturday? Please stop laying this narrative out there of like, oh, if we could, you know, because what it was to me, they could go two ways. One, they could sell game six. Two, they could be like, oh, man, we lost game five. If only we could have just gotten to six. Steph was coming back. We just couldn't quite get it. Like, soften the blow, like preemptive PR. It was just, it just felt gross. I'm like, talk about the freaking game. They get to game six, we can talk about it.
Yeah, that's also just how teams, every team in the world handles injuries.
I know. It's just
like, it's always so like, hey, he could be there. He could be back in the next one. Could be back. And I don't really understand that. I don't understand that idea of why.
Why not go the other way? Spring the surprise on him, and all of a sudden he's back.
Why sit there and say, well, you know, he's trending like he's going to be back. We're watching the product out on the floor. Whatever the Timberwolves are game planning for,
doesn't involve him.
They don't really need to without Steph. So they have a Steph Curry plan. They're not dumb. And I just, that's something I never will understand. And the football's the worst.
Yeah.
Football is the worst. Hockey is the best. Hockey's the best. They do lower body and upper body. But you know what? Those dudes are playing no matter what.
Yeah.
And if they're not playing, it's because they're going to die.
Yes. A limb is in danger of falling off.
Yeah. I mean, you get dudes who lose like 8 teeth and get 16 stitches and they're back in the next period in hockey.
It's in, like, there isn't a hockey player with their teeth.
Yeah.
None of them. All of them got something going on.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, veneers.
Yeah.
Look great. No, they look great.
Pop them in and out.
But this leads to the bigger question of Jimmy Butler did not look spry and young.
Nope.
Draymond Green, he's got more gray in his beard than
Gandalf.
Well, almost Rob. Like, he and Rob have both, like, white beard going on.
And Dre's younger than us.
This is going to be a pivotal offseason for the Golden State Warriors.
And what can they do?
Let's get into that next, because they have been so good for so long, and it kind of feels like this is that turning point. First is Rust with a SportsCenter update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Warriors are done, but where do they go from here? That's the question. Steph Curry is not getting any younger. He leaves this series against the Timberwolves with a hamstring strain. Jimmy Butler, he looked like he was aging. Now, he was battling some sort of illness. I don't know what, but he was sick. Draymond Green, looking older, has no scoring punch. Some of the big swings that they have taken, Wiseman, Kuminga, they haven't worked out as well as they were hoping for, especially with where they selected those guys.
Pretty much every draft pick they've had outside of Harrison Barnes has not worked out.
Pods has been pretty good.
That's fair.
Is pretty good.
That's fair.
But where do they go from here? Because right now you're looking at a team going, how do you wiggle your way out of this?
We've basically got, what, $125, $130 million tied up between Dre, Steph, Jimmy?
Next year, you will have Steph Curry at $59.5 million, Jimmy Butler at $54 million, and Draymond Green at $26 million. That's a lot of money.
$130 million between those guys, and you don't have any real draft capital.
All on the wrong side of 30.
Uh-huh. And you're not going to get anything. You might get a... you've got Jonathan Kuminga, who's going to be an RFA. And so you have the right to match whatever. But the only team out there with any real cash is the Brooklyn Nets. I don't think they're interested in the Jonathan Kuminga sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not going to keep Kuminga, which I don't know if you've watched Steve Kerr, not keeping Kuminga seems pretty high on his list of things to do this summer. Can you sign and trade Kuminga to a team for a viable veteran? I'm not talking about like a great player, but like somebody functional.
Okay.
Can you get somebody functional?
Somebody that fits a role better than Jonathan Kuminga does right now. Because the reality of it is he just doesn't.
No.
He does not fit it very well at all. And
his,
if you look at,
feel IQ does not match what the Warriors demand.
The crazy thing about where the Warriors are at is that they have those three guys. Mm-hmm. They also have Buddy Hield at a insanely reasonable deal. He's under $10 million mm-hmm. a year. Buddy Hield is.
Yeah.
And he's a dead-eye shooter. But you, with all of your cap holds, because they will have a cap hold for Kuminga's restricted free agent, but also Gary Payton II, who gets paid under $10 million, Kevon Looney, who gets paid under $10 million. Mm-hmm. Both of those guys are unrestricted free agents this year. Mm-hmm.
And Loondog means a lot to them.
And when you think of that, so Payton, Hield, Looney, Kuminga, all four of those guys who are major contributors to what they do mm-hmm. are all under $10 million per year.
Mm-hmm.
They still have the highest salary cap in the hit in the NBA heading into next season. They are dead last in cap space for heading into next year. And that is compounded by, in order to get Jimmy Butler, you do not have a first round pick in 2025. Mm-hmm. They don't have a first round pick in this year's draft. Now, they do have all of their picks moving forward. And the one that really matters is a 2030 pick is going to Washington, but it's top 20 protected.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of a fake pick.
It's a very fake pick. And then it turns into a second. But they have like no second round picks. Like,
no.
At all.
No, they gave up five in the Wiseman, Gary Payton back deal, Wiseman out, that whole thing. So they don't have a ton of capital. Their team is very expensive. It's very old. And there's very clear things that they need. They need somebody else who can dribble, pass, and shoot.
They are $111 million over the cap.
Yeah. It's a lot. And a lot of that's cap hold stuff. But even beyond that, so number one, they need somebody else who can shoot. I mean, having the best shooter of all time affords you a lot of privileges, but when he's not out there and the burden is placed somewhere else, you can just see they fall apart. And yeah, you're always going to fall apart without your best player, but they just don't have anybody else who can shoot. So you got to get another guy who can not only shoot, but do it their own creation. Beyond that, they need somebody with actual size. Kevon Looney is a medical marvel.
I think that might be a bigger issue than the shooting part because you have Stephen Heald still.
Yeah, but you need size to be able to compete. You need wings. Like, you know, the Blazers and the Rockets and the Magic, they all need shooting. But there's a lot of teams in the league that they just need size. And you're seeing this. I'm always very interested in the beginning of CBAs, the styles that come. Because CBAs define styles. Be like limitations and things. That, and not only that, but obviously the player types and archetypes that are coming into the league. Who have we seen drafted over the last couple of years? 7'5", Victor Wembanyama. Cooper Flagg's a 6'8", 6'9", uber-athletic prototype big wing.
Alex Saar and Zachary Arizashe, both
Brandon
long,
Miller.
Tall.
Like you just look like Paolo Banchero, Jabari Smith Jr., Franz Wagner. Think about like this upcoming draft that's coming in a month. Next year's draft, Darren Peterson, who Rob will enjoy at Kansas, is the first time we have had a guard who will no doubt go into this class as a potential number one overall pick since Markel Fultz. But in that class, you have 6'9" AJ DeBonsa. You've got 6'9" Cam Boozer. Like, it's big as hell.
Yeah, we're finally getting to the point, though, and this was the situation the Blazers were in for so long, right? Which was, why do they keep drafting 6'3 guards? Well, because where you were drafting is where those, that's all that's available there.
Yep.
Because everybody wants at the top of the draft
wings,
long, physical, rangy, mm-hmm. 3-and-D type players that you can play against anybody.
Because if all of a sudden they develop a little, like Jimmy Butler is literally that guy. He was taken 30th overall, was not a 3-and-D guy, but like a project defensive chip on his shoulder.
He didn't
player.
Have the three.
He couldn't
didn't
shoot.
Three.
Couldn't shoot coming out. But all of a sudden, year after year after year, more to his game, more to his game, more to his game. And that's where you get lucky, and that's the draft in a nutshell. But it's so hard to find that. It's hard to get size. And so you look at these young teams, you look at the Pistons, you look at the Magic, you look at the Rockets, you look at the Blazers. The things that the up and coming teams are all prioritizing big, long, physical, and the Warriors have none of it.
Well, you mentioned young teams too. The Warriors are also insanely
old as hell.
You know, they're the third oldest roster in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Only behind the Phoenix Suns, which this is bonkers to think about. Do you know what the average age of the Suns is?
31?
No, 29.6. Mm-hmm. 29 and a half
yeah.
is the average age of the Phoenix Suns.
The Blazers, I think, it depends on how you look at it. If you look at just total average age versus average age by weighted minutes, which I use, that's the one I usually kind of go with. By weighted minutes, the Blazers, I think, were the third or the fourth youngest team in the league.
They are the eighth youngest team overall.
Overall, but like when you talk about weighted minutes.
At
because,
25.
Yeah. And the
on the dot. 25 the, on the dot. The, nice round number.
The Thunder were like 23.2 or something like that.
25.1.
Yeah, but again, by average
minutes,
weighted minutes. But like that's what matters. Because if you've got somebody's old as balls sitting on your bench,
mm-hmm.
like that doesn't really matter.
Three oldest teams. Suns, Clippers at 29.1, and then the Warriors at 28.8. Then you have the Lakers, Kings, Mavericks, Knicks.
The Kings went from this young team to this old team very quickly.
Very, 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 very quickly. And if, on the flip side of that, the youngest team in the league is the Brooklyn Nets. But after that, this is where you go, oh, future might be bright in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Average age 24 and a half. And then you go to Utah's at 24.7 along with Detroit.
Yeah.
Good to be young. Good to be young and talented right there.
But I think
that's the biggest problem with the Warriors. Lack of size and really damn old.
Yeah.
And those two things are, this is a huge offseason for them without a first round pick and $111 million over the salary cap.
It's, we may be seeing, like, I don't think Steph's going to go anywhere. A couple years ago, 2 years ago, I think you might have seen when Clay left. When Draymond, I don't think people understand how close Draymond Green was to leaving. He had a deal on the table with the Memphis Grizzlies. It was going to happen until the very last minute that the Warriors brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
He had like a 4-year, I want to say it was $120 million deal with the Grizzlies. And they were, that was the thing, is like they were going to trade Brooks out to Houston and then sign Draymond.
I got a Blazers question regarding this Warriors team. And we'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. We had this question pop up on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Golden State might be the place where we could dump Grant. Jeremy Grant. Here's the problem, though, is that you mentioned this at the end of the Blazers season. Is like, we just don't know what teams are going to have to make absolutely game-changing, wide-ranging changes on their roster. Once the playoffs happen, playoff teams go, oh boy, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, because the timeline's accelerated for them, then they have to make changes sooner.
The only problem, though, is that what does Golden State have that the Blazers want?
For whatever reason, Blazers fans seem just infatuated with Jonathan Kuminga, and
no.
I want no part of that process. Look, if he turns into a great player,
who are these fans?
They are in my mentions all the time, and I'm like, do you like the idea of Jonathan Kuminga? Because if you watched him play basketball,
your mentions are a lot like they're a dark place.
Like
they're a weird place.
And this is I'll just pull this up just because it's interesting. What is it you think Jonathan Kuminga does well?
I don't know. Not pass, take shots.
I mean, here's the thing. So Kuminga's this.
I think he does a lot of things okay, but I don't know what he does great.
He's this 6'8", 6'9", like. If he had in his head, if like there's this complete mental shift where he's like, I'm going to be modern Sean Kemp. Just use an absolute power of force of athleticism and will to just dominate the interior. Be like, okay, that's something I can get excited about. Because you that kind of guy can be successful. So he's not quite 23 years old yet. While his usage rate has gone up basically every year, his points per shot attempt was in the absolute dregs. This year, 21st percentile, right? You take a look at his defensive rebounding. He doesn't get blocks. He doesn't get steals. And he's not a good rebounder.
That's so awesome.
You take inefficient shots. You're a black hole. You're not a plus defender. You're not a box score steals guy. You're not a box score blocks guy. Like, what the hell does he do?
Well, he does a lot of things that good. Not great.
Like his,
just good.
If you look at his shooting chart, he's an 87th percentile rim finishing. Outside of that, mid-range, 25th percentile. Three-point shooting, 26th percentile. So
that's not good.
Outside of the rim, he doesn't do anything. Yet you look at his shooting frequency, he's nowhere near where he should be at the rim. He takes almost no threes, so he's not even. He's a bad three-point shooter, and he's not taking anything, so he's not a threat out there. He was in the 94th percentile among forwards in mid-range attempts. And I just got done telling you he was in the 25th percentile in mid-range efficiency.
Yeah.
So it's
a lot of numbers, man.
I'm just saying.
It's a lot of numbers that just say he's meh.
He's below meh. And there hasn't been anything that's been sliding towards that. Like if there was like a Scoot Henderson blip of like, oh, okay, there's little blips of him figuring some stuff out, and I can see like there's like marked growth in certain areas.
I would call a couple of his playoff performances pretty good blips. I mean, he had 28 points the other night.
Individual games as opposed to months.
Oh, you're looking at a blip as a month?
Yeah. Like, give me 15 games. Give me 15 games. Like, let me see you put it together for a stretch. And not just a hot stretch. Like, let me just see you. Like, even if you're not shooting well, you're doing the right things. And that's the thing with Kuminga. He doesn't do the right things. He's got in his head that he's Kobe Bryant.
And it's like, not.
You're not, dude. Don't do, like, it's, the path is very clear for him to be a good and like, even a, possibly a very good and productive player. He just doesn't want to go down that path.
Well, I mean, if you can't work alongside Steph, I don't know if you can work.
That's kind of point. Everybody wants to beat up on Steve Kerr.
Kind of creates everything.
I think Kerr is a little rigid with some of his stuff, for sure. But, like, there's a certain level of feel and IQ that you just have to have in the NBA that I feel like so many, particularly the G League Ignite guys, just don't have at all and haven't really shown much development in that process. And it's like, could it be
I wonder why they shut it down.
I mean, yeah, it was a way for those guys to get money. And I don't begrudge them one bit for doing it. But I've mentioned this in, like, scouting and evaluation, how I've kind of changed over the last couple of years, where in the past I might have really favored a guy like Kuminga. I'm soured on those guys that just don't show any feel or IQ at that requisite level.
Well, but that's the hard part, is how do you do that in college or the G League? Like, that's a really hard thing to do.
Well, the G League especially, because...
is to show that, because...
the games didn't matter.
Sample size is smaller, and... also, the competition, it has so much variance.
Well, I mean,
it's not
the Ignite guys. Dink Pate, who played for the Ignite, and then when it folded up, went and played for the Mexico City G League affiliate last year, the Capitanes. He came in for his workout, was it last week? And I asked him about, you know, what was it like going from the Ignite to Mexico City? And he's like, you know, it's very different when you're playing for the Ignite, which is this developmental team, and winning never mattered. Because it never mattered. And I really appreciated how honest he was with that. And I really think that set those guys back. Because even in college and, you know, mid-majors, it matters. The competition and winning matters. And how you perform and the things you do and the decisions you make. Keeping it back to the Warriors, did you see what Steve Kerr did to Pods last night? When he got up in the air and threw that ball away?
Yeah, he's not a happy camper.
He yanked him so fast. And I don't think I've ever seen Steve Kerr chew a player out during a game like he did Pods last night.
What you just said, though, is exactly why it took so long for Chauncey Billups to come around to Scoot Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Is that winning didn't matter for 2 years for Scoot Henderson. And he played like it for a long time here. Chauncey kind of, and he put his ass on the bench too. Yeah. And Chauncey started to play him more when it looked like he gave an F.
Yeah. And then, and I think you could say the exact same thing about Kuminga. If he would just do the things. Have you watched Shooting Guards yet?
What?
The Untold Shooting Guards, the Javaris Crittenden, Gilbert Arenas thing?
No.
It's worth the watch. And it goes through and highlights Javaris with the Lakers, because he thought he was going to be picked a lot higher. And Javaris Crittenden was like the top five player in the country, like coming into out of high school. He was a McDonald's All-American on that, you know, LeBron team and Chase Budinger, Chase Budinger and Kevin Durant, all those guys. Like, it was a loaded, loaded team.
All right.
But that part of it, though, him going to the Lakers and just being pushed aside, his head said, I'm supposed to be the dude. And it killed his confidence because he didn't even dress in game one. And that finding that spot of, like, mentally where you are and where you need to be is just so huge.
All right. Hey, we want to buy Bill Walton's stuff.
Mm.
You can. You could buy Bill Walton's 1970 Helix High School MVP award for $100. What else?
Mm.
Danny Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.